The health and negative energy issue of experiencing daily racism and police shootings in black communities. This story was published on Medium.com on June 1, 2020. By Infinity the Healing Butterfly. It goes without saying that these last few days have been challenging energetically for most people in America. The protests over a senseless murder of an innocent black man has escalated into violent riots across the land that are still going on as I write this. The United States are and have been divided across all lines for a long time: political, financial, education, gender, sexual orientation, age, and of course race. I could pick any of those topics and go on for pages. But just over the last few days, thousands of people across America have been arrested, buildings are burning, and our elected officials and civic leaders and those who were employed to uphold the law to a higher standard have their true colors finally being seen for what they are. This last murder was it. It was the straw that broke the camel's back in 2020. We have never seen anything like what is taking place all over the United States. There have been several acts of violence against blacks in just a few weeks. Murders of innocent people by police. Fact: George Floyd had a knee on his neck, he was handcuffed and he begged for his life. Begged to breathe, finally he was put in the police vehicle. He was being murdered in the light of day for nearly 9 minutes in front of many witnesses, including three other police officers who did nothing to help Mr. Floyd. Only a racist would enjoy seeing that. Everyone else is horrified, and then mortified and gets nauseous learning that he died from this abuse. But there's so many others. I, personally, have been treated like worthless trash, nothing to listen to or to help by law enforcement, and even apprehended without any evidence. But I know that my experiences, although traumatic for me at the time, that they are nothing compared to what most black people have to deal with constantly. I've had black friends my entire life and I've witnessed them being discriminated against, or harassed by both the police and regular citizens. Knowing it was only for the reason of their skin color. We have seen time and time again how discrimination and harassment turns to murder. It's disgusting and painful to witness, but it must be seen for what it is, and that must be multiplied to infinity, because that is the pain that most of us feel over seeing this shit time and time and time and time again. And our country burns in protest. People are burning up inside, and that's being manifested into our reality. We hit the breaking point, the flashpoint has been ignited, and lip service isn't going to help. Not to mention we're in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. Oh yeah. That. It's no Spanish flu, or else protests and riots would be a pipe dream. The Spanish flu had you waking up feeling fine, but if you caught it, you and the rest of your family were oftentimes dead by dinner. There was no guesswork there as to if you got it or not. It was real quick. It was fast and extremely deadly, and news did not travel like it does today. Still, we will approach more than 100,000 deaths now and probably close to 150,000 by month's end. That's just America. The global death count stands at nearly 380,000 deaths, as of today, June 1, 2020. You have to follow a special non-plan in 2020 to accomplish that, especially for the United States, for being the most powerful and strongest and richest nation in the world, or however that goes. Planning and leadership is everything, and we haven't had much of either of those things, and the numbers prove it. Still, all of this is for a greater purpose. All of this is extremely necessary, as painful as it is. Human evolution is happening right now. Change is happening, and while it has happened naturally and patiently, it is not until there is a big event in creation and for humanity that doesn't evoke change like the status quo could never do. We're getting multiple layers of this happening in our world now. It is awakening the masses to a new framework of understanding how things work or don't. The truth on many levels being revealed for many months and years now, truly beginning with Me Too. The truth has been escaping. People learning about the nature of our society in America, and worldwide, all of it is about truth. Seeing and speaking and being a voice of power to the truth. The truth is that there is a problem with inequality not only in America but globally. The fact that any child anywhere on this beautiful planet doesn't have a safe place to sleep or food to eat while others have enough for 100 lifetimes is maddening. It's out of balance, so much is. And now all of it can be seen so much clearer because of the collective focus on these things. The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted a lot and made the entire collective examine aspects of their lives and the reality they live in. The heavy energy in the world for these last few months has been tough to work through, especially for someone like me. I've had to energetically clear myself more frequently in these last few months than ever before. Now, we have this horrible murder of Mr. George Floyd and these protests and riots. The heart of America is heavy. Today, scrolling through Twitter, I watched a clip of an interview between Jake Tapper and Professor David Williams, professor of public health and African American studies at Harvard University. Professor Williams is conducting a study about the lasting effects of police killings have on communities and individual health. At one point, the professor says, "What we find is that these experiences of day-to-day indignities leads to worse mental health and worse physical health. High levels of discrimination have been linked to cardiovascular disease, to the onset of cancer, to biological dysregulation, to poorer mental health." He continues, "And one of the challenges that populations of color face in the United States is that the stress of discrimination is just one more type of stressful life experience that they have to deal with. So it's the accumulation of all of these negative effects that takes a toll on the physical and mental health." Jake Tapper asks, "How does it take a toll on physical health?" "I can certainly understand how it can take a toll facing discrimination, dealing with the inequities and injustices of life. I can certainly understand how that takes an emotional, psychological toll. How does it take a physical toll?" The professor answers, "The classic negative effects of stress, negative emotions, they lead to biological dysregulation that have adverse effects on health. So we can think of the classic, what we call the flight or fight response. When you are afraid or deal with some very stressful experience, it begins as a psychological perception, but has well-documented negative effects on biological function. So we find that higher levels of everyday discrimination leads to higher levels of inflammation, high blood pressure, links to more rapid development of subclinical heart disease. So the effects are well documented, and I would argue that they are very similar to other very stressful life experiences." As a psychic physical empath, medical medium, distance energy healer, and someone who helps people transmute negative energy from all kinds of trauma in the energy bodies and systems, this discussion that Jake Tapper had with his guest, Professor David Williams, was really refreshing to see. It's time people begin to understand the effects of, especially how negative energy truly hurts the physical body. This discussion highlights the effects of negative energy in the body and what it does to it, especially if the body is under that stress over long periods of time. Let's face it, that's a lifelong thing for most people, but according to this study, it goes to the fifth power for people of color, which really doesn't surprise me. They are discussing the nature of negative energy and the toll of that negative energy in the physical, mental, and emotional bodies. They didn't discuss the spiritual and the etheric, however, they are all involved. "We have not one, but five bodies and seven major energy centers, also known as chakras. Negative energy, and repeated, heightened negative energy, aka stress for any reason, will always cause dissonance and illness in the body to some degree." When Professor Williams talked about cardiovascular issues, or mental issues, these are energy centers that regulate the body. Our heart chakra, our third eye chakra. Our entire system runs on energy. Every major energy center, chakra, and every energy body that we have regulates, transmutes, and absorbs energy. We are energy. Negative energy directed at you like racism falls under the category of psychic attack. This is when negative energy is sent to you by someone else. You feel it. Even more amazing is that you don't even have to be near the person or hear them to feel it. The simple act of someone thinking about you in a hateful way can affect you negatively. Someone could even be saying all of the right things, but you'll feel if their energy is saying something else. A black person knows when someone is being prejudiced and if someone is a racist. It doesn't always have to be dramatic. Let's face it, we've all had people either hate us or very strongly not like us for no good reason. But it's different for black people. It's constant. This non-stop negative energy makes you sick. Period. Anyone living in a stressful situation is pulling from their life force energy, battery. Our health and lifestyle, our diet and not only food but our overall energetic diet, our consumption of life is a direct indicator of the energy in our body. How strong, how high vibrational versus how weak or low vibration is a direct correlation to the wellness of that body, the immune system's strength and the ability to fight infections and viruses like COVID-19, for example. The energy within you, and the strength of your life force is your wellness or your illness. This is the true key to health, and energy can be managed and maintained, healed and cleared. Humans are almost two equal parts of water which conducts energy. Everyone is and feels energy. Some of us feel it a bit better and can really pull it apart and work with it in different ways. Age itself isn't about time so much as it is about energy. This is why some people who are 50 look 35 while others look like they're 65. Energy. How exactly each body manages their energy, how they clear it or heal it differs, as well as how this energy manifests physically through symptoms of physical distress. This goes for emotional and physical abuses or traumas. The fact of the matter is that energy is matter. Even though it isn't solid, it takes up space. When there's trauma to the body, that energy stays with the body. Someone who was physically or verbally assaulted will have very similar energy scars from those events, and if they aren't cleared and healed, they stay and they cause things like heart disease and cancer. The same thing goes for someone who has been in an accident. There's physical trauma, but there is also an energetic imprint, or scar that resides in the body. It's also called PTSD if it's really severe, but anyone who has been through an event that was in any way shocking to the system can be triggered by different things even years later. It's because the energy signature of the event is still held on in the body. People go to physical therapists and psychologists to heal from traumas, but they, for the vast majority of society, do not go to energy healers, or practice energy clearing on their own to any extent to help transmute that energy and clear it from the body so it doesn't act like a black hole, taking life force indefinitely. When it comes to racism, and that very low vibrational energy directed at a person or a group of people for long periods, and as Professor Williams stated, when someone is ruthlessly shot or beaten to death because of their race, it is felt throughout the collective, but especially in the neighborhood where this took place. For 3 solid months and longer for some people, I'm sure there is a decline in mental health within the community. Of course, this is the energy of the tragic event making its way through the lives of the people around the event. Like a tsunami, it comes crashing through, and yet the damage is all around, soaking in the very earth for a long time to come. The truth is, no one is the same after events like this. When it comes to the constant negative energy that people of color have to deal with, it's no wonder why they have these negative health issues go on and on and on. What's the solution? Well, when it comes to racism, like all of the negative isms our society runs on, we, as a collective, have to start dismantling the construct of separateness. The idea that we are different. The idea that we are not the same, when we most certainly are. And the really hard part is that we must forgive. The fact of the matter is that we are the same. We're all human. We are one race, different colors. This has always been true, but our outward and physical appearances, our costumes that we wear, our bodies, our souls were born into makes us this or that. We are classified in our world in many ways. There is the illusion of division everywhere. Just like fear itself, most of the time fear is an illusion. It's not real, but it's a constructed story, or program that we entertain. We allow our minds to stress out, to worry, to go into and down rabbit holes in our mind because of fear of particular outcomes that are not real in the physical, but we spend our time and energy upon those illusions, many times creating the situation we fear. The illusion that we are separate and different also stems from fears, all sorts of fears. Fears that have played out again and again because the human collective has not figured out the key to the lock. We're not different, as such we should not fear what we are. But, we continue to bring into our reality more of the manifestations of that fear, so we continue to fear it and be divided. And there is history of that division for millennia. Needless to say, there's a lot to heal from, a lot to let go of, and for one person to do that it takes a lot of effort to realize and recognize that holding on to hurt, fear, anger, judgment, shame, prejudice and feeling different only lowers our life force, only makes us sick. And as a collective, racism is another health pandemic. The cure, forgiveness. This is why we hear how forgiving others heals ourselves. It's the releasement of that energy cord between the two people, the hurt that lives there that is out of alignment with both people's true frequency on a soul-based level. We feel that in our bodies. We feel hate and hurt and fear and anger. We also feel when we have released it and allowed for the transmutation of that energy, it doesn't disappear, it leaves the body and gets cycled back into creation to become something else. Nothing ever really dies. It just changes form. That is true for every soul that leaves their body and all of the negative energy that leaves us when we forgive and heal from injuries or trauma. So, how to go about changing the long-standing and deeply rooted energy of racism, the fear, the hurt, the anger, the destruction to the purity of what it means to be human? We really need to dig deep. The pulling apart of the negativity and the getting to what we know deep down, that we are all souls in bodies, we are all light in the flesh and we all feel pain and love the same way too. If we are divisive and have issues with other people, then we need to look within ourselves to see what has been constructed that gives space to that energy. It lives within us. Most of us know that we need to heal when we feel these things, but we don't know how. Healing. That may be difficult to even begin to fathom right now, but that is the answer. Love, forgiveness and healing. Dr. Martin Luther King also said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." And forgiveness is not an occasional act, it is a constant attitude. And man must evolve for all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, aggression and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love. Amongst other many amazing quotes about love and forgiveness and unity. My prescription for healing? Each of us needs to commit to not denying the facts, to knowing the truth of what has happened to us all. At some point, long ago, we were given the idea, the story and the program that we were all different from each other by the color of our skin, where we were born, our customs and what languages we speak. Many events supported these ideas, even though at the very base of what is fact, is that we are all human. As far as the collective knows, there is only one race upon this planet and that is the human race. Humanity must begin to see things for what they are. Understand that collectively we were all duped into thinking and acting like we're different, from different homes. Earth is our home. We all live here together, we're all one family. Forgiveness. We have a lot of making up for hurts and pains we have caused each other. We all live in this house and on some level we have been a part of the energy of separateness. We have seen when none of those titles and colors matter. When the illusion of being separate and different crumbles for a little bit. When there's a situation where things are bad and people need help, almost always in an event where people are in distress, in a fire, or earthquake, in a shooting or bombing, in a hurricane or flood, in a tsunami or a pandemic, we forget the past and we act on our human instinct to assist, to help, to empathize with others in distress and do what we can in those moments when it's needed. So, we know and we have seen amazing acts of kindness, generosity and love time and time again. We have to remember both those times and heal from the times of injustice, oppression and discrimination. Everyone is the same. We're all human. As a collective, we have done and continue to do horrible things to each other, and we have also done amazing things for each other. As a family, we need to work on forgiveness. We need to acknowledge the past, and in order to truly heal from it, we must find it in ourselves to forgive a history as far back as we know of it up until today and tomorrow. I'm not saying it's easy, or it'll be simple or quick. But we must begin. Begin to allow for the transmutation of this negative, hurtful, painful and destructive energy on the micro and the macro scale. Individually, each of us needs to address these issues of being and seeing and feeling separate. We as a society need to work our unity consciousness, of feeling and knowing what is happening with each other regardless of what is said, knowing the energy of others without needing to speak, and feeling others' negative or positive energy better than ever is part of the changes that are happening, the human evolution, and our need to rise from these dark ashes of our present and our past. The awakening and awareness of the energy and the feelings and the life force of everything else around us is happening for more and more people. This is why so many are rising up right now in protest, because it's not just about black people, it's about people. We all feel this hurt and we want it to stop. All of us who do not have racist hate in our hearts, we want equality across the board. We want everyone to be able to get pulled over for a traffic violation without feeling like their life is on the line. And there to actually be a traffic violation and not racial profiling. Everyone should be treated equally by everyone else. Especially those who are held to a higher standard, like the police. They are to set the example for the rest of us. While many are very good people who dedicate their lives to helping and serving, our police systems across the country has let those with personal and emotional issues of hate, power and control infiltrate those who are there to protect and serve. We all see it and know it's true. If it wasn't, innocent black men and women wouldn't constantly be brutalized and murdered. If you really want to make a difference, work on deconstructing the program of separateness within you. Work on forgiveness. Connect spiritually. Use meditation and ask your personal guides and guardians for assistance and to help you towards self-healing and helping to send that healing into the collective. They will. We're all energy, and at the core of it all of our souls are made from the same energy. The highest vibration in creation is infinite love light energy. What keeps us alive, what heals us, what we send when we heal and pray for each other. We truly need warriors on the front lines to take responsibility for what energies are within us. What programs of fear and separateness have run and continue to run, what hurts and traumas and anger and hate might still live within us, and what we continue to feed the collective. It's time to look within, look at this pandemic of racism for what it is. Negative energy. It's time to clear that out, and the only way to do that is through going within. Clearing out those energies, healing from them. But we all have to do it. Each of us who cares, each of us who wants a better future for our family. The professor said it himself. He studied the effects of racism, negative energy, and what that does to the bodies of those who have to experience it. Guess what? We all have to experience it on some level. So we all have to heal from it. It's not just a police problem or a black people problem. It's a human problem. It's a human sickness, and we need to be the cure. Again. Love. Forgiveness. Time. Understanding. Acceptance. Truth. Trust. Will. Faith. End of story. Infinity the healing butterfly. Creator. The real deal medical medium, psychic physical empath. Distance healer and spiritual liaison. For people and animals. Global, www.thehealingbutterfly.org.